This is Rabbi Menachem Penner. I'm very happy to be able to share with you some chizuk relating to the fourth of the Kinyanei Torah. There are actually different versions of what this Kinyan is. Many have Binas Halev, which relates to Bina, intellectual integration and assimilation. Some have Kavanas Halev, concentration. Others have Sichlus Halev, some sort of perception. They're all interesting because usually we refer to the lave, or we think of the lave as the seat of emotion, not the seat of the intellect, and all of these are intellectual qualities. The reality is that that's just not true. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein has pointed out that in the Torah, most often, lave is the seat of the intellect. V'lo nasan lachem lave l'da'as. Or by Shlomo HaMelech, hinei nasati lefanecha lave chacham v'navon. But of course, it's also used for emotion, a lave nishbar. And the question is, why is lave used for both? And what does it mean that the lave is the seat of both our intellect and our emotion? I think that the answer is simple, that our beliefs, our feelings, our desires interact consistently and constantly with our intellect, often blinding us. And that's perhaps what it's doing on this list, because everything else in the Kinyanim is about some sort of additional mida, something that I need to bring to the table in order to be able to use my learning and my intellect. Why here is it the intellect itself? But it's the lave. It's that meeting place of heart and mind that doesn't always allow me to think clearly. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem, you shouldn't follow your hearts, zu kfira. This is kfira, because kfira is actually found in the intersection of the heart and the mind. Rav Chana Wasserman, in a famous essay in Kovetz Ma'amarim, points out that the root of kfira is not in our minds, but so to speak, in our hearts. That a person's negius, a person's desires, get in the way of him understanding what the truth is. How can a Kadosh Baruch Hu, after all, command us about emunah? We either believe or we don't believe. Rabbi Chanan explained that naturally we do believe. But if we believe, if we listen to that, then if we listen to our minds, then we're bound. We're bound to do the mitzvos. We're bound to be restricted in some way. Therefore, the mitzvah of emunah is not to let our personal negios get in the way. Binas halev is to be able to think clearly, to take myself out. It's for that reason, Rabbi Chanan says, that a judge needs to be sone betza. He needs to be able to stay away from bribes. Why is there a separate command to stay away from a bribe? There simply should be a command that the judge is not allowed to thwart justice. Bribing is something that might lead him to do that. So Rabbi Chanan explained that the prohibition to take a bribe is because a person will be influenced in ways that he doesn't understand. Obviously, a person can't knowingly thwart the justice. He can't take the bribe and knowingly change the decision. But once I have a bribe, once I have a reason, I actually bring myself to believe that which I want to believe. How can we avoid this? How can we be intellectually honest in our Torah learning? How can it be that we don't allow our personal negios, our desire most of all, to be right? Our desire to be correct in the eyes of our chavrusa, our desire to be seen as intelligent and bright and right about everything, how do I not let that get in the way of my pursuit of the truth? The answer, I believe, is simple. Not easy to do, but simple to define. Delight in being wrong. In last week's parsha of Parsha Shmini, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Be'enav, the chatas for Rosh Chodesh, Aharon, burns instead of eating. And Moshe approaches Aaron and he says, how could you do that? The law is different. We're in the miluim stage. And by the miluim, your aninus should not override the korban. And Aaron answers that that's true only, according to the Gemara in Zevachim, that's true only of the special korbanos for the miluim. Those are not overridden by aninos, but the regular korban chatas ledoros, so there aninos takes control, and he's not able to eat from that korban. Vayishma Moshe vayitav be'inav, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu could have said many things, and he just said, I'm wrong. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out in the Sichas Musar that there are many reasons, there were many advantages for Moshe Rabbeinu, especially in terms of the integrity of the Masorah, to find some way out of this. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I forgot. I was wrong. Rav Shmulevitz points out that it says at the end of Malachi that we read on Shabbos HaGadol, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe Avdi. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu ruined the validity of the Masorah by admitting he was wrong, by even publicizing, as it says in the Medrash Rabbah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went out and told everyone in the camp, I was wrong, I forgot, I was wrong, Aaron was right. He didn't need to tell everyone. But specifically because Moshe's pursuit was only the truth. That's why it's Toras Moshe. Because he was Avdi, because his only goal was to get it right. And he delighted in being wrong, if that's what it meant. He was willing to make this point in front of everyone in Klal Yisrael to show them that it was more important to seek the truth. And the moment when I find out that I'm wrong is the moment that I find out the truth. And that's the greatest delight. Because it's Moshe Avdi, that's why it's Toras Moshe. Binas Halev is the ability to think straight in our hearts. We can't be afraid of being wrong. We have to embrace being wrong. Being wrong will not minimize us in the eyes of others. It'll actually gain their respect. That's a negius that I think we can all strive for and all want. Binas Halev is the ability to combine what we call the mind and the heart, emotion and intellectual honesty. And that is key for our finding the truth of Torah.